It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing in the New York, New Jersey metro area on the 50,000-watt mega channel 77 WABC, and coming to you around the world at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, yes, week in and week out, we remind you about that we're in the top 10 in New York AM radio, according to the Nielsen ratings. And once again, I just checked the recent reports, we're in the top 10 once again. Thank you. It's because of you, the great listener of this show, that we are in the top 10 in New York AM radio. And we appreciate your confidence that week in and week out, we have an amazing guest to help you get ahead in today's business world. Tonight's no different, except that tonight is a unique one. Yes, stay tuned. I'm going to keep you in suspense a little bit longer. I mean, that's what radio is all about. The listeners know that every single week we cover such a wide, well, throughout our shows, throughout the episodes, we cover such a wide range of professions and categories, including social media, corporate culture, leadership, communication, strategic planning, time management, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business. Well, you'll be certain to gain great insights into your corporate story and helping you get ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we have to give a shout out to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays a critical support role for this show. In particular, I'm going to thank Srili, Eliana, Michal, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. Also, a special shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. The new column in the Jewish Home, syndicated nationwide. The B-Tank Magazine column. We're on C-Suite TV, C-Suite Radio, the OG Podcast Network, Player.fm, iTunes, YouTube. Yeah, we have a robust YouTube channel. Last I checked, we have almost 100 episodes, 100 videos. Tonight's is going to be videoed as well. It's going to be up. The easiest way to access every past guest is by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. That's where you can pick up the interview I had with Dawn Fay, district president at Robert Half. John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi. You know how many insights? He talked about starting off as a truck driver and winding his way up as CEO. What a story. What a story. We're going to talk about corporate stories. You know what? The whole list is there on mybradio.com. We got to get to tonight's guest. Oh, man. Label Schwartz, CEO of Label Schwartz Photography. Now, many in the audience are on LinkedIn. Good for you. So you know a thing or two about Label Schwartz. So some of you don't know about him yet. Many of you do know about him. Either way, listen to this, all right? It was named Legend of Light by Pro Photo Lighting Company. Not everyone gets that. Yeah, there's a lot of photographers out there. Yeah, and you have a PhD. We're not going to say what that stands for. But good for you. You have your Canon, your S100. Yay, we're excited. But there's stars and superstars. We're going to talk with the superstar. Label Schwartz Photography started as a wedding boutique photography, and he still does that. But his main line now is in the business industry. And he is the niche guy, the go-to, the headshot guru. So you're probably thinking, okay, what's the big deal about a great headshot? I found out for myself. Our whole team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group recently got our headshots by Label Schwartz. And that's when we drank the Kool-Aid. Label, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Such a treat. I cannot even tell you what a treat.
Oh, man. Well, it was a treat that we got our headshots.
Well, you rock the house.
Oh, man. Now, we're going to talk about humanizing your brand, the importance of corporate storytelling, how to connect with your clientele. Label, let's start out. Your background. Were you doodling in yeshiva in class? Or am I not allowed to ask you that on the air? You know, like, let's say now today, you're the headshot guru. You're the go-to guy. You've shot. How many CEOs, how many C-level executives have you photographed?
So I would say that over the last year and a half, we've probably taken about 1,500 headshots.
1,500 headshots in the last year and a half.
Yeah.
Did you supply that to Guinness?
We're still working on
Guinness,
it.
Guinness. I'm sure there's someone from Guinness looking at it. Look, check it out. Labels, 1,500 corporate CEOs, C-level executive headshots. That is pretty cool. So were you always dreaming about this as a kid? I mean, today, so you're this big celebrity. What's your backstory?
Such a great question. I've always thought that growing up, my grandmother was an artist, and she was a sculptor.
It's in the genes.
Well, sort of. And she always told me that an artist is not in the medium that they craft, but it's a way of life. It's a way of seeing the world. It's a way of experiencing the world. Mm-hmm. But she always told me that as an artist, she could never make a living, right? She was thankful enough to be supported by my grandfather, mm-hmm. but she could never do it as a profession. So when I decided I wanted to go into photography, I needed to figure out a way that would be both.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, I think.
I love watching this. Yeah. He's thinking, the mind. I see the smoke coming out of the brain. You know,
really both meaningful right. and also profitable. Right. And when we're working with companies, we have to know that we have a life project, something that we can believe in, but mm-hmm. also something that can support us in our normal life. Right. So that's where that balance came in. So we started off as wedding photographers, which was incredible. That story, that beauty, that connection to couples. But we tried to tell a story there also. Tried to tell a story in a way that was not traditional, but really the story of the couple. And I always thought that companies were a little bit blah.
Too rigid.
Old stuffy men.
Yeah. Old stuffy men.
Right. old stuffy men.
And when sterile.
And when I saw that you could tell, I started realizing you could tell a story in a company also, because a company is just as...
Is a story.
Precisely.
Even though they might think, oh, it's too mushy to tell the story. No. That's just social. That's family. Not realizing people that deal with the company, they want to know the story. They want to be part of the experience.
Right. And especially today, I found that, especially with social media, we're so used to working with sterile companies, big, large corporations, collaborations. And when you realize that that's not what we're investing in anymore, we're investing in people, we're investing in an idea, we're investing in a dream. And when a company can show who they are, who their personality is, that's really where companies are shining today.
Now let's cut straight through the chase. Corporate storytelling. It's a huge buzzword. Can you explain what corporate storytelling is?
Storytelling in general is the way that people connect to people, yeah. right? The biggest industries, movies, television, social media, has always been on the assumption that that we're buying into a story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing in companies, right? We're taking the anyway life tribulations that happen in a human being's mm-hmm. life in a corporation, mm-hmm. and we're bringing that to the world. Because when I look at, let's say, an insurance company, right? If I'm looking at an insurance company, what I'm seeing is they all have the same product.
Right. Right.
The only reason we're investing in someone is
one over the other.
Exactly. Is because is the humanity behind them. Who is it that I trust in? Who's fighting the good fight? And when you can showcase who you are and let people really almost, I look at it like opening up a window and letting people see into right. your business, then people will invest in you.
So why is it so important for a company to humanize their brand? I know you touched on it, but I just want to really go at it from another angle.
The reason why it's important, the reason why it's really important is because it's a great question.
That's okay.
The reason why a company really needs to...
You know what's great? I just want to describe the scene to the folks. Now, those that are watching it on YouTube, yay, you're seeing it. But this man is deep, and that's what I loved when he took the photographs here of the team at Bottom Line. Each way, we didn't just walk into like a studio, okay, smile, snap, snap. He's thinking now. I saw it. That's what goes into the photo. By the way, before we get back to the question, how could people see more about your work? What's your website, your Instagram page?
You can check us out at Label Schwartz Photography on Instagram. LabelSchwartz.com will bring you to weddings. Headshots at Label Schwartz. Headshots.labelschwartz will take you to headshots. That's where we're spending. Well, a lot of time we're spending in LinkedIn. I think that...
LinkedIn, and we're going to get there.
Yeah.
But let's, again, hold on to humanizing the brand. We touched on it earlier. If a company is sterile, can people still connect with it?
People do connect with it because that's what we've been doing for years. But that's not the way of the future, right? If you're seeing the way that brands are distinguishing themselves, I often mm-hmm. say the companies I get to work with are the ones that are really cutting edge. They're the ones that are seeing it now. In 5 more years, it's going to be commonplace and it's going to be a necessity. But the people that are doing it now are forerunners, right? When I get a call from a company, I immediately know that they're cutting edge. They're willing to invest a lot into something that's, in today's world, a little bit...
ahead of the curve. Yeah. Slightly ahead of the curve. Although, not totally.
No.
Because we want people to realize that, you know, it's true you want to be ahead of the curve, but you want to be that one where they turn heads and they're like, whoa, you guys look great. You know, this wasn't taken by your kid.
Well, often, you know, in terms of, let's break it down from the beginning. What happened here? How did we get into headshots? Headshots are the way that the one space where I don't know who you are. We live in a digital world, right? So therefore, I used to come to visit you. When I went to a baker, I used to go to the baker. When I used to go to my insurance salesman, I used to go to him. Today, that doesn't work anymore. We live in a digital world. We live on LinkedIn. We live on Instagram. We live on Facebook. So I'm looking at your website. If I want to know who you are, I check out your website. I do a digital identity dig. I go into who you are. I want to create it, right? Because I don't want to be a random picture that someone took of me sometime in Cancun to be the image that people see when they type in my name. I want to create the experience someone has with me. So therefore, we go into headshots. We teach them how to use your eyes for confidence, mouth for approachability, super strong jawline. You went through it, right? That's the idea, is to be able to coach someone to get the look that they really are. When I meet you, you're a beautiful person. But when we stand in front of a camera, we get scared.
Now, we're going to go to a commercial break. But before we do, I want to let the listeners know that after the break, I want to go back to what Label was talking about. What the eyes communicate, what the mouth communicates, what the cheeks communicate, what the forehead, whatever it is, in terms of how to make sure that you're presented in a great way. Now, of course, the simple way is just to give Label a call. And check out his site again. What's your website?
Headshots.labelschwartz.com. LabelSchwartz.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the makeup of the face. Not makeup on the face, like women refer to it. But I'm talking about the makeup, the complexion, the composition that you need to capture when doing a photograph. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay
tuned. Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
So recently, a healthy couple in their mid-50s came into Alitra Health for their longevity exam. They were not expecting particularly to find anything wrong on the assessment, but the exam showed otherwise.
Dr. Avi Nemitz is medical director at Alitra Health's Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity.
So they go through a very complete evaluation, blood work, scanning of the coronary arteries, stress tests, evaluation by nutritionists and exercise physiologists. We sit down at the end of the day, and his whole world changed in that moment.
Alitra Health provides a full, in-depth, comprehensive longevity exam to detect problems before they occur.
Without an intervention, he was going to have an active cardiac problem. So I told him, look, you're going to be fine. He left with a lot of confidence, knowing exactly what he was supposed to do. We understood what he had, and now he's going to be able to deal with it.
Why spend time worrying when Alitra Health in Manhattan can provide you with a complete snapshot of your health today? Visit AlitraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Alitra Center for Life and Longevity. Because nothing matters if you don't have your health.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and worldwide at MYBRadio.com. Thank you for joining me here. Yes, you're probably wondering, how long have we been on the air with this show? It's almost 4 years. This July will be 4 full years. We started in July 15. What a treat. And an honor, because you put your trust in us. A month in and month out, we get the Nielsen ratings. We're in the top 10 in New York AM radio. That is a big honor. And it's a big honor for me tonight to have Label Schwartz in studio. If you're just tuning in, you know what? Make sure, because we know by Tuesday morning, this will be permanently up on the archives at mybradio.com, and you'll get it any way you want. You like the listening on the OG Podcast Network, iTunes, there's going to be a YouTube episode from this, any way you want it. But you'll hear, and you know what? Just keep on listening to the Tonight Show, and you'll learn a thing about the importance of having a great headshot. Some of you are probably wondering, okay, big deal, so I'll just take, you know, from when someone just took a shot of me in the street. No, 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 no. This is the real thing. CEO, C-level executives, managers, salespeople, any profession, you want to get ahead today. You need a great headshot. They look you up on LinkedIn. They look you up on Instagram. They look you up on Facebook. You need a great headshot. And that's why I have Label Schwartz in studio to talk about it, because we want to help people get ahead in today's business world. Label, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is amazing. Let's talk about, right before the break, we teased the audience about the importance of the face. Sure. In terms of photography. You started, I was getting excited, the way the eyes are shaped during a photo. The mouth, let's talk about the facial expressions. Later, we're going to get to what type of look a particular profession should have.
Right.
And now, by the way, I mean, I'm surprised. Label is kind of sharing this, you know, industry secrets here. But again, the easiest way is to get a great headshot is just reach out to Label directly. So I'm sorry, I'm going to let you answer the question. But again, how can people get in touch with you first?
You can go to headshots.labelschwartz.com. Headshots.labelschwartz.com.
So now let's get back. The face, the eyes. I was getting all excited about this. Explain it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what a person doesn't realize is we have natural expression. We live in expression. But when we step in front of a camera, all of a sudden we go blank. We go scared. Right? It's glass, it's metal. You have no idea what's going on. It's scary.
Right.
So what a great headshot photographer will do is going to train you how to create the right expression. Right? So the foundations of a great headshot are eyes are confidence.
Okay.
Mouth is approachability. Eyebrows are expression. Right? Mm-hmm. Each one of them is going to, that balance is going to hit the right person. So watch my eyes. Like, again, guys, you won't be able to hear this on radio.
But when they watch YouTube, they'll be able to see it.
So watch my eyes. Imagine if I have super wide open eyes. Right? Is that confident? No.
Not really, no.
It's scared. Right.
Yeah.
So precisely. So the way, vulnerable. So the way I create confidence, I bring that bottom lobe up a tiny bit. It's called, you're doing it to me right now.
Okay.
We do it when we're naturally curious or we're skeptical.
Okay.
Bring the bottom lobe up a tiny bit. It's called a squinch.
Right. Okay.
Right? Now, if I do too much confidence in the eyes and not enough approachability in the mouth, I look mean.
Right. Now, and I look like, I don't want to do business with you. No way, he's on the show. Of course I want to do business with him.
No,
but
that's the idea.
We're just
precisely
acting it out.
So now if I go the other way, too much approachability in the mouth and not enough confidence in the eyes, I look eager.
Right.
Right?
Not professional.
Precisely. So a great portrait artist, what he's going to do is he's going to balance you out to get the right percentage for your profession. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of eyebrows and expression, we deal with that in actors, actresses. We don't always deal with that in the corporate world. Mm-hmm. But you know, if we want to throw in a little fun, we'll hit that.
Okay, now, please, yeah.
No,
and feel free. Yeah.
So watch my eyebrow pressure, right?
Okay.
Here is curious, right?
Right.
Here is more sinister.
Right.
Right? Depending on how I want to present myself, is how I'm going to either do eyebrow pressure, throw my eyebrows up, one eyebrow up, one eyebrow down. We're going to work with that. Now, check this out.
Yeah.
We all got stuff under our chin that no one needs to know about. You know that extra stuff down here?
Hey, it is tens of thousands of people listening, but
not by you, by all of us.
Okay.
So the way we get rid of that is we're going to stand up super, super, super straight.
Okay.
Like we have a hook in our cranium pulling us towards the ceiling. Right?
Yeah.
Now, if I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna get very, very, very straight. Now what I'm gonna do, this part is really uncomfortable. So you're gonna have to work with me. You jam your forehead out and down.
And then,
out. It really hurts. We always say, if you don't go to the chiropractor tomorrow, you didn't do well enough, right? So you're going to stand up super straight, jam that forehead out and down. And what happens is the skin below your chin wraps around your jaw, creating a super beyond strong jawline.
Yeah, no, continue.
No, so that's with all those factors, then is the base for a great headshot. Then from there, we can work on the human reaction, the human expression.
Okay, so before we get there, I want to let the listeners know, we drank the Kool-Aid here, and I know what he's talking about, because I'm like, my head, I slept it, you know, whatever. I feel a little bit achy from taking those shots,
but
they look amazing.
That's right.
They look amazing.
That's
so
right.
Whatever antics you did, I mean, I should have gone to the chiropractor before the head shots, but whatever, I'm fine now.
And you know the crazy part people don't realize, and a lot of it is in the coaching. So what we do is we actually photograph and we take it straight to a computer. We tether to a computer, so you see the image immediately. And a lot of times it'll be hard for a person to believe me. I really look good like this. This feels ridiculous.
Right.
I feel ridiculous.
I know when I felt what you're saying exactly happened to
right.
me.
Right. So I say, hold on a second. You stand normal. Do exactly what you think. And they stand normal. And then I say, okay, now listen to me to the T. Stand up super straight, jam your forehead, super painful. Then I say, come here, let me show you something.
Before and after.
Right. And by this, people walk out with their head, forehead out and down. They're
they
like,
say,
never
want to. Do what wanted. You want, even though I feel like I got
to. I'm telling you, they're like, for the rest of their life, well, I feel like when someone comes in for a headshot, when they leave, they know how to take a picture for the rest of their life.
Now you teased us a few minutes ago about the expression.
Right.
I want to hear about it.
So we have I'm a student of someone named Peter Hurley. Peter Hurley is considered the world's best headshot photographer.
Wow.
So he created a perfect pie,
right?
And he's given it to a few students of his around the world to capitalize on, right? That exacts the equation for a perfect headshot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the points is that we can have perfect posed in our perfect shoulders, perfect evenly squinched eyes, confidence, right? But if you don't have a human expression, then you fall flat. So our rule is we always try to create a perfect scenario, and then the last step is to elicit the human reaction. So we're going to say something to make you forget that you were in front of a camera, because that's where it's scary, right?
Right,
so we're going to do something hysterical. We're going to be posing you, chin to the right, chin up a little bit, very good, chin down a little bit, perfect, squinch those eyes, yeah, tilt the head a little bit, perfect, just slightly less miserable.
Right, and then suddenly you elicit a smile, laugh.
And that's right. So
and
now you have
you
a perfect.
You break it down. Exactly. You have them in the right position. But then the expression, which was killed till that point, you now suddenly, in a flash,
that's right.
You bring that in there.
And that's the moment of magic.
Moment of magic. Well, Shep, you're probably listening. Shep, this is a new moment of magic. For those that listen, we have Shep Hyken. He wrote the book, Be Amazing or Go Home, and he always talks about the moment of magic as it applies to customer service. But we're talking about the moment of magic, your face. Is your advertisement to the world, especially in today's day and age.
And you know what's fascinating?
Yeah.
The fascinating part is that one of the things I realized, and I think it's one of the first times I'm talking about it, the reason why a headshot is so powerful is because when we're working with you, we get so connected, right? We're so very connected.
That's right.
And we're connected, and I'm bringing your chin down, and I'm working on your eyes, and I'm working on your mouth. So we have a really interhuman connection.
That's correct. And I'm listening to you. And
but
I'm
then what happens? Then we take an image of a person that's connected. So then, when that image is being showcased, it's that of one of human connection. Mm-hmm. So when the person receives or sees that image for the first time, they're engaged or connected.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the image can be so strong, is because it's one of constant connection.
Label, there's an expression that's been around for over 1,000 years, right? Well, since the advent of photography, a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, what's your take on that quote? Is it true? How would you, from your experience, from your profession, how would you handle, what was your response to that famous quote?
So I've always found that images are paired well with powerful words. And I think that's what you guys do at Bottom Line Marketing, right?
Thank you. Taking
different mediums and putting them together. So when you have one headshot or when you have some corporate image, it is a powerful story. But when you pair it with those 1,000 words, when you pair it with even just a few words, that's where you can really solidify a message. So when you take a lot of mediums, I'm not the solution to everything. I'm one piece of a puzzle that tells the company story,
right?
But when it says, but an image, it freezes a moment. It connects, right? And what I always say is, I was photographing a very special community of special needs children in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
I said, there's two types of images you can take. One is a creation, where you're creating images, and one is something that you're taking pictures. They're two different things. Creation is when I'm in charge of each port of the image. So therefore, I'm in complete control. That's a creation. Another thing is called taking an image, taking a picture, whereas I'm photographing something that's happening, right? And each thing is powerful and you have to know their place, right? So when you're photographing a portrait, you're in complete control. When you're photographing sports, when you're photographing beautiful children, that special needs children, they're playing and you're capturing, right? So it's every element, you have to know where it's used, where it's used powerfully, and use it to its best.
My guest is Label Schwartz of Label Schwartz Photography. How could people find out more information about you?
So I would check out LinkedIn. We've been having a ton of fun on LinkedIn, which is
Label, and how do they spell it?
LAIBELSCHWARTZ. Just a plug for LinkedIn. Literally 30% of our business in the last year has come straight from LinkedIn.
Wow.
And it's been a powerful tool. I didn't know before this, I thought it was a digital resume. And when I started to tap into it, it's gone crazy. So LinkedIn's been a huge place. And but also you can check out our website, headshots.labelschwartz.com, LAIBELSCHWARTZ.
And in the coming weeks, we are going to have a senior executive at LinkedIn here on the show.
Are you serious?
Yeah, in a couple of weeks.
Wow.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Elytra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Elytra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Elytra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Elytra exam now by visiting ElytraHealth.com. That's ELITRA Health.com. Elytra Health. Well, above all.
Who's coordinating that fundraiser? Yes, hold on one second. Did anyone follow up with that donor?
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the Newark, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com. My guest is none other than Label Schwartz, the Label Schwartz. We're pre-recording because I wanted to get Label, you know, to get him on a Sunday night. He's always busy. We had to get him in a couple of weeks ago. Today, for those watching on Instagram Live, we had the entire team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group photographed. You're going to see the new headshots on our website. And Label was describing how to get the perfect headshot. Now I see what's involved. I've never experienced this. No slight to all the photographers that have ever appeared before. They're all great. But Label, you're just really, really special.
We're having fun.
We're having fun, and you're really sharing a lot. Let's get straight to a critical question. We've touched on it in different ways in the previous segment, but as the headshot guru, what is so unique and important about having a perfect headshot?
Great question.
Straight up.
The goal, I believe, in a great headshot is to represent yourself in a straight, powerful, and honest way, right? You got to be able to, who are you? That's the question, who are you? We were talking about your company, mm-hmm. for example, you have a lot of facets in your company, a lot of different assets. You have a creative space, Right. You also have a logistical space,
right?
You have writers.
Right.
And each one of them brings a different thing to the team.
Right.
So what I always say is you're the head, you're the face, you're the excitement, you're moving, right? You're rocking and rolling.
Thank you.
But behind you, it's not just you.
No, it's an amazing team. It's my team.
And that's what makes the magic. That's where the magic happens. So therefore, each person adds something different, right? If everyone was creative, no bills would get paid,
right?
If everyone's paying bills, no creative would be made,
right?
So that's the, so now when we're dealing with a great headshot, I want to know who are you, right? I want to know who you are. Who am I going to be doing business with? When I'm coming to Bottom Line Marketing, who am I dealing with? Right. So I have you, and that's an exciting, fun, pumped ideas in the clouds, right? And we have to create an image that's excited, who's focused, who's connected, right? But when we go to the financial team, I want someone who's confident. Right, I want someone that's going to be able to know that not only is this going to be a creative process, but it's going to be a process that's going to take me logically from one step to the next.
So, Label, if I could ask, I mean, I know you're sharing a lot of secrets here, but this is a really important question. You've, in the last year and a half, you've taken over 1,500, roughly, or over 1,500 unique photos,
sure,
of C-level executives. What recommendation would you give for the type of photo that's needed for a salesperson versus maybe a doctor, a medical director,
sure,
versus a radio host, an attorney? Are they all photographed the same way?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
There is, okay, so essentially like this. If you look at any human, right, we have a lot of similarities, right? Mm-hmm. We all have eyes, we all have noses.
Right, right. We're all human.
But each has unique characteristics, yes, right? So just the same way, the recipe is the same for everyone in terms of you always want a strong jaw, mm-hmm, you always want confidence in the eyes, you always want approachability in the mouth. The question, mm-hmm, is, what's your recipe, right? So I always say if you're going to be a high-powered lawyer, right, you probably want slightly more confidence because we want to win the case,
right?
Whereas I'm going to have a gym coach, maybe I'm going to want a little bit more approachability, that someone's going to walk me through the process and not be judgmental, right? If I'm going to be dealing with a talk show host, right, I want someone that's going to be exciting, someone's going to rock the world, right? Someone's going to teach me something that I never knew before,
right?
And each recipe is different, and that's where a great headshot artist will do. He's going to find your recipe, and I always say it's more about listening than it is about photographing, because when you listen to a person and you start to connect with who and what they do, then that naturally starts to come out, the humanity of that person. And that's where, depending on who you are and what you do, is how you want to represent yourself. That's the question. The question is who you are and how. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You ready for this?
I hope. Okay. Okay.
Here it goes. Question is like this. Have you ever met someone, you know, you saw their picture, right? Mm-hmm. You know their online picture. And then when you finally meet with them, or let's say you never saw them, and you've talked with them on the phone for years, I don't know, you have a, right?
Yeah.
And then you meet them, and they look nothing like you ever expected.
So often. And that happens. It happens too often.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
It happens too often.
It blows my mind. I've had teams I've worked with for years, and then finally we meet.
That's you? That's what his expression. That's it. I'm sorry, I don't say that. I'm not as blunt,
no,
you know, polite.
But inside, you're thinking,
Shalom aleichem. And then I'm like, that's him. Oh, okay. Yeah, hi.
And you have a whole new perspective on everything.
Yeah.
So the idea is, what we want to do is we want to eliminate that.
Right. Capture it from the onset.
That's right. The point is to create a genuine expression, so that when a person meets you, not only are they pre-getting to know you, but even post-facto, that's the image that stays in their mind. They don't almost remember you when you met. They remember the image that they see over and over. So if that could be a powerful, connected image, then that's what's sticking in their mind constantly.
And by the way, we have to give a shout-out to your team, Zev.
Oh, you have no idea.
You really have a great team.
I'm super thankful. I'm hanging out with the. My philosophy is you surround yourself with great people.
A great team.
And it's going to raise you up.
Like we have here at Bottom Line, but Zev.
But can I tell you something crazy about Zev?
And sure,
his
let me
team? Zev has been following us for about a year, following every watch move, everything that we do, knows my process perfectly. And now he's opened up his own team, EZM Productions.
Wow.
So now he has made that next level that's going to be rocking the world, right? It's these points. It's about having an incredible team of your own, which I have. I have incredible writers, storytellers, Yoel Judowitz. These people are people that are rocking the house.
Sure.
But then you have to help the next generation because we're not going to be here forever. And our ideas that are fresh now might get stale. These are the dreamers that are going to take over tomorrow.
I'm going to ask you an interesting question, but you do not have to share anything that's confidential. Okay? And this is what we'll call a nachas question. You've photographed 1,500 people in the last year and a half. Has anyone contacted you, or have you run into them at an affair, whatever the case is, and they said, you know what, your shot made me $100,000 or something along that line, that like since they took the shot, then they got out there and they're like, it made a difference in my career?
I'll tell you, it happens all the time.
Oh, I love it.
I'll tell you, and it happens in two ways. And these are the things, when I told you before that an artist has to be an artist, but they have to be able to support themselves also.
Mm-hmm.
It's also great to be an artist that can help other people support themselves.
Beautiful.
Right? So it happens one in two ways. One, we have a lot of people that are in the LinkedIn space
mm-hmm.
or in any sort of sales space.
Mm-hmm.
And when they never had a picture on, because, you know, they felt like it was more about the product than about me.
Right.
I've had Kasey there all the time, over and over, where someone will come to me and say, Label, I posted my image and I have 300 to 400% more views on all of my content. I've had other people who was almost more powerful that have come over to me and say, Label, you made me feel beautiful.
Wow.
I've had people telling me that I now, with this image, you've changed my self-expression, because they didn't realize they could look that way before.
Your mom has changed my life. should we do the song here?
Let's get the guitar. Let's go. No, but that part is very powerful. That part is really powerful.
Now I want to go back to the technical side of this. The process,
sure.
Which I experienced. Okay, can you explain the process for getting a perfect headshot? How you make them feel comfortable? Can you explain the process?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, like I told you before, we want to listen. You have to listen to a person. When they come in, they're scared. Everybody's scared, right? Unless they're a model, they've been doing this for years.
Right.
And the models are the worst, because they think they know what they're doing, right? But then you have to untrain them in order to train them, which then blows their mind also.
Right.
But that idea that you have to listen to a human, it's not a cookie cutter. There's a process that works, but you have to understand the human first. Then, after you understand the human, you have to understand what they want to do in this world, right? So it's a lot of listening. My mentor, Peter Hurley, says 90% therapist, 10% photographer. That's what we're here for, right? And you know any crazy thing that I've noticed throughout my whole entire career that I think people find fascinating? You can take the most incredible images, but if they had a negative experience, they'll look back at those images negatively.
So true.
Otherwise, if they have decent images, but they had an incredible experience, they look back at the images in a powerful way. Right? So when we're talking about these experiences with a company,
mm-hmm.
right, when we bring these images into a corporate setting, you have to remember that you're creating people's vantage points of who and what you are. Right? They don't know who you are. You're a company somewhere in Brooklyn, right? You're working with people nationwide, correct?
Right. Worldwide.
Worldwide. So they don't know who you are. But now that you have images of your entire staff, you showcase your process, you show who you are, not only do they see the incredible work that you're doing, they see the people behind them, they believe in you, and they believe in the process, and that's where the value add is. That's the value add.
Label was named a legend of life by Pro Photo Lighting Company. What is that all about? I want people to realize that what that accolade means.
I'm still trying to digest it myself, to be honest with you. I'm super, super thrilled. I love light, right? We always say light is what makes a photograph.
Sure.
Photosynthesis is plants eating light. Photography is when you paint with light, right? Every image, the way that we're right, what I'm doing in a headshot, or what I'm doing any portrait,
mm-hmm.
I want to showcase your best places, and those other places I want to fall into shadow, right? So light is the thing that allows me to show what I want and to not show what I don't want. So when we connect, we reached out to Profoto with a crazy project that we thank God they sponsored us for.
Okay.
Want to hear a crazy story?
Yeah.
Nothing to do with anything.
Please.
Ready? Okay.
So I love it.
You got it. In this world, you have to go out of the box.
Yes.
Right? You have to go out. I told this story today. Profoto is considered the world's best lighting company.
Yes.
Right? So why are we, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
My wife.
How'd you get that? Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, can I tell you how we did it?
Yeah.
They told me, I was making a promotional video. We do a side project about relationships.
Good.
Photographing couples in their relationships.
Okay.
And I was anyway sitting in front of the lights, and I said, you know what, my wife Hannah, I said, let's make a promo for Profoto and see if they'll take it. So I sent them a 2 minute video about what we were going to do. We were going to go up in hot air balloons, and we were going to photograph a couple, one in one hot air balloon, me and the other one photographing, lighting them beautifully in the air. And I made a video as opposed to typing it up. So the email went like this. Hey, Sarah from ProPhoto.
Right.
You also are a Parsons graduate like my wife. Right. I have a crazy idea for you. As opposed to writing it down, I'm going to send you a video. So I sent her a video, two-minute video, pitching the idea. She wrote me back, label, I get proposals every day. I can't have time to look at them. This was interesting. I looked at it. Go for it.
Oh, I love it.
You have to think outside of the box to be able to create opportunities. Everything's that way. Well, headshots, corporate branding. These 90-second corporate videos that we're creating are the
yes.
new.
And talk about that.
These are the thing. Do you know, can I tell you?
Sure.
I'm telling you, and I don't know, this shouldn't be aired. But let's air it.
We're on the air. We don't want this, ABC to throw us off. Okay.
No, this shouldn't be aired, but this is my new secret okay. to my sale.
It's not going to be anything that the FCC, right, is going to... Okay.
So basically what we've created was, I created a 90-second film showcasing my process. Mm-hmm. 90 seconds that showcases exactly what I do. I go into, walk into a company, we have a ton of fun, ice cream. So excited,
right?
I explain a little bit of my process.
Right.
I showcase them doing headshots, executive portraiture inside of their office, and then out on the scene, I have myself going on the top of a roof in an electric company, photographing an electrician on the top of an incredible building.
Yeah, I tighten up when I watch that video. I mean, I got to admit it, but yeah.
So, why is it so important? Now, when I'm on a sales call, someone calls me, label, what can you do for our company? I say, do you have 90 seconds? I want to send you a quick film. They say, sure. So as opposed to me telling them, I'm excited and I'm fun and I'm going to bring out the real you.
So smart.
I'm not telling them. I want to show them. I open up a window to let them see into me, which is vulnerable, but what allows them to see the true me, and that's what makes the sale. I'm now doing that for companies. I'm now creating 90-second pieces where they don't have to talk about what they do. Let me just show you.
Video.
Right.
And how could they find out more information about, for the companies listening?
So that's, you would reach out to us either labelschwartz.com or...
How do they spell it?
LAIBELSCHWARTZ. Label Schwartz.
So that's videos, headshots.
So it's all the same
telling
idea.
Telling the corporate story.
Exactly, because that's what people are buying today. People are investing in the humanity behind companies, and that happens through incredible images that tell stories. Not stock imagery. Real human imagery. Right? Not sales videos, creation of story videos, right? Incredible copy, right? That's, you know what I'm saying? These are the things they can come to bottom line marketing for. These are the things that really take a brand and make it, bring it to life.
I get emails all the time and people stop me about shows. I don't know how many I'm going to get after this show. It's probably a good few hundred about the incredible advice that Label is sharing. We're going to take a short commercial break, but there's still more to go with Label Schwartz.
Again,
for people to find out more information, again, what's the way that they could find out?
Label Schwartz, headshots.labelschwartz.com. Headshots.labelschwartz.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today. Or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And the final segment of tonight's amazing show here on 77 WABC. Yitzhak Saflis here, along with Label Schwartz of Label Schwartz Photography. Label, thank you for taking of your hectic schedule and joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Totally my pleasure.
Well, I've heard you use the term custom stock imagery. What is that? I mean, we heard of stock photography, but like, I mean, you're in the custom space. What is that all about?
Custom stock is something that I dreamed up. And to me, it's rocking the world. We're so used to creating either images or having stock imagery. That's your question as a business. What am I? Mm-hmm. How are we going to represent ourselves? Mm-hmm. Are we representing ourselves custom or are we representing ourselves stock? Mm-hmm. Right? What I want to do is custom stock, meaning images that are just as powerful as stock imagery, but custom. Your story, your brand, totally branded, right? And that's the idea. The idea is to create images that tell a story like you would with stock imagery, in the quality that you would create in stock imagery, but not fake, real.
A few years ago, we had on the show David Meerman Scott. He is one of the marketing gurus out there. David Meerman Scott, he's a very big name. And I saw him present at a conference, and he was talking about plain stock photography inside brochures. And he showed on the screen how the same secretary with her headset was in like 17 separate companies.
Yes.
He said, does she work for this attorney firm? But wait,
she must be incredible.
She lives in Minnesota. That was for a small boutique attorney firm in Minnesota. But she works as, wait a second, but then she works at a CPA firm or she works for a travel agency.
Right.
How does that make sense?
That goes a rock
star.
Put
it all up on screen.
That girl's a rock star, and it's not. But the problem is, it's not true. And you know why? One of the things that I love about custom stock is that, let's say, for example, last week we photographed a scaffolding company, right? Mm. So we're up 10 stories on the scaffold, photographing their process.
I'm gonna let you finish. Then I gotta ask you about your nerves. Okay, we'll get there in a second. Yeah. Okay.
So we're on, right? But here you have these big, bold, beautiful images, hero images that are on the top of websites that are making people shudder, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, how do you get that brand in? So you know what the answer is? Redundancy. Redundancy, what you do is you create images of that brand,
mm-hmm.
very close, up close and personable, establishing the brand. And then as you widen your image, the redundancy factor brings recognition.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, when you have that secretary who could be stuck, but when you take that same secretary and put her in the business meeting with the CEO, she's not stock anymore. She's real.
Right?
It's the redundancy of both the brand and the humans that showcase this is really real. This is not a joke. I didn't just, even on stock imagery today, you can get the same person over and over again, but you cannot get them with the same, right? You can't
right,
get them
course.
With you.
Of course not.
You can't get them with you. And that's the dream. The dream is to be able to own your brand, believe in your brand, and build with your brand over time.
Now, Label, your firm does headshots as well as photo storytelling and video storytelling.
Sure.
Okay. You described doing work for a scaffolding company. Can I ask how many flights up was that?
We were about 10 flights up. And yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm just going to ask the question, are you scared of heights?
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
So how in the world did you do that job?
You know the answer? And tell me a crazy thing that I don't know how many. I'll tell you something crazy.
Ready?
I'm a big believer that when you're focused, you could do anything because you're not thinking about anything other than what you're doing. So therefore, Zev Hagler, my assistant, has a rule. Anything for the shot. That's the rule. Anything for the shot. So what does that mean? Anything for the shot means like this, that you're so focused on what's going on. There was people building scaffolds from nothing on the 10th floor. Now, there's only one way to tell that story. That's on the scaffold.
Yeah, so but there's something called nerves.
Right. So therefore, there's only one way to get there. Right? So when you're so focused on what it is that the task's at hand, you forget about, it's like a person,
lesson,
right?
Yeah.
You forget about everything. And that's really a lesson on anything focused, right? Anything you want to focus, if you give yourself 1,000,000,000%, nothing else exists. One of the weird things, when I got home that night and I was laying in bed, I started to get queasy and my feet started
to shake.
My feet started to shake. When I started to think, when I got home. When I thought back to it, that's when it hit me. But you know what? There's images today to tell that brand that would not be possible without
Amazing. But when you watch that video, tell me, are you am I crazy? How in the world did I do that and I let Zev do that? But you got the shot. I mean, of course, there's a great feeling of swagger that, like, whoa, we got that shot.
It really does. But what's more valuable than that? When you see that your client is telling their story and the client's making
Special.
Money, right? When you see that they have their brands hitting, then you realize that there's no one else can do it, then you could not do it.
We have a couple minutes left. I still want to talk about the training you got from Peter Hurley. Also, would love to talk about LinkedIn. Let's first get that in. You mentioned 30% of your new leads are coming in through LinkedIn. How powerful of a platform? And was it always that way? Is it just the last few months?
No. Basically, I have a philosophy that you give, and it'll come back. So therefore, when I wanted to showcase in our community there was such a thing as a powerful headshot,
mm-hmm.
I gave 300 free headshots over a two-month period.
Unreal.
At LinkedIn.
Unreal, because now it goes for a real premium and it's worth it, but yeah.
So the point being that no one realized there was such a thing as, in our community, as a powerful
sales tool
called a headshot. So what we did was we connected with LinkedIn Locals,
mm-hmm.
which is thousands of people that get together
mm-hmm.
for LinkedIn. And they said to me, Label, right now headshot is at a premium. They said, Label, let's give you a small amount per headshot and you'll come and do everyone's headshot. I said, I'd rather not take anything and be able to gift a crazy value than to take a small amount and make the value go down. So I gifted over 300 gifted headshots, educated the world something was powerful, and then what do you have now? 300 advocates.
Right. Walking billboards.
That are singing praises. And that's where everything came in.
That's right.
Now we're getting, I can't even tell you, I thank God, very thankful. It exploded. But it started with giving. And every one of our processes starts with giving. And then from there, people see value. Once they see value, they start coming. And once they start coming, you can give more value.
Let's talk about your training by Peter Hurley. Who is he and what was the process like that he imparted to you?
Sure. So Peter Hurley is considered the world's best headshot photographer. He is sponsored also by Profoto for his headshots, and we're sponsored by Profoto for our weddings and relationships. So we met in Vegas my wife actually met him at a VIP event,
mm-hmm.
and we picked up his book because, you know, he's a personality in the photography world. I wanted to know about eyes, confidence, mouth. I heard it all around, but I never really sunk my teeth in. I said, Hannah, do me a favor, pick up the book. She got the book. When I got it, I digested it. I consumed it, digested it, and internalized it into my very being. I read everything, not for headshots. I just wanted to know how to better pose my wedding couples.
Right.
Then I enjoyed it so much, I said, you know what the heck? Let me try a headshot. Tried one, I tried two. I rented out his studio for 2 years, every single Wednesday. And it was expensive, giving free headshots to a lot of people, mastering my craft every Wednesday. I would give headshots to anybody they could, so I could master my craft until I felt I was confident. And at that point, I hit the world.
You know what I love about that story? So many people today, and in fact, a few weeks ago, we had Chuck Garcia, and he talked about how millennials kind of want to become the CEO by the time they're 22, and it doesn't work that way. You have to really sweat at it, practice it. You said you rented his studio
every Wednesday
and
for
2 years.
And kept
on practicing and practicing and practicing. At a huge expense.
But I realized it was something that I naturally connected to. And thank God today, it's about 50% of my business.
Now, Label, you're always giving back, and you shared so much on tonight's show. And the last question is going to be also about giving back. We're going to tap into your brain. But before we get to the last question, how can people find out more about Label Schwartz Photography?
Hit us on social. Label Schwartz on Instagram. Label Schwartz.
And how is Label spelled?
LAIBELSCHWARTZ. It's like the whiskey, I would say. Black Label. Schwartz means black, right? LAIBELSCHWARTZ on LinkedIn. Very big. Instagram.
And of course, the website?
Website is headshots.labelschwartz.com. LAIBELSCHWARTZ.
In roughly the last minute that we have here on
the
show.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the time flies. The time just flies. Label, what takeaway could you share with the listeners of Mind Your Business? A final thought.
If I really had to synthesize it, it's about being real. It's about introspecting. Someone asked me recently in an interview, how do you tell a story through images?
Right. That's a great question. And answer that.
I told them you don't.
You don't.
First, you create your story. You find out who and what you are in a real way. Who is your business? What are they doing? Create the story, and the images come naturally. Mm-hmm. When you have a context and a story to believe in, then the images and the story comes natural.
My gosh, we're out of time. Oh, I can't believe it. The hour went too fast. Folks, you were treated to another great edition of Mind Your Business. In case you tuned in late, no worries. By Tuesday morning, it will be up on the platform for the show, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. We're out of time, but tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.